From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Many Arkansas cities are taking advantage of advances in wireless technology to improve how they operate. Today, community leaders from around the state met in Little Rock to discuss what's possible. KUAR's Michael Hiblin was there.
The city of Mulberry near Fort Smith is an early adopter of such technologies. Mayor Gary Baxter says they recently bought smart water meters, which are more accurate than traditional water meters and send usage data through a wireless network.
The investment is $315 per water meter, and that sounds like an awful lot. However, the investment is good because it gives the customers the ability of early leak detection by looking on their computer, on their iPhone. They'll have that capability of monitoring their usage.
Baxter says it also allows the city of about 1,600 to have employees working on other projects rather than outreading meters. Little Rock IT Director Randy Fauci says such technology has been in use by police, fire, and code enforcement, and they're considering additional services to help residents.
I think you're going to see an improved app and some of those kind of things in the future for reporting purposes that will come back with data back to our citizens. And so if you log something using your smart device, it will notify you when that problem is resolved real time. So that's a positive thing coming.
John Blitz is with Verizon, which organized the conference. He says so-called smart city solutions can save tax dollars through more efficient and sustainable practices.
It's more than just smartphones and tablets. It's about monitoring information, water, taking a look at traffic light solutions. And so what we do is we're introducing them to a lot of our partners from around the country that have these solutions and have implemented them already throughout cities around the country.
Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.